The documentary will show twice, once in Park City and once in Camas, to commemorate the tour of Utah's Stage 5 finish there. Katie Wang, director of the Park City Film Series, says the documentary Slaying the Badger tells the classic story of the rivalry between two cycling greats, Greg LeMond and Bernard Hinault, during the 1986 Tour de France following Hinault's 5 victories.
And, you know, it's this incredible film about, you know, athleticism and the loss of innocence to a certain degree and sportsmanship. And, you know, of course, it's the Tour of Utah this week. So just the timing of it was incredible for us to say, let's bring this to the community. We'll do it for free. And we'll screen it here in Park City, of course, because this is our home. But also we wanted to reach out into the county. So we're doing another screening on Friday at the Camas Theater, which is the end of Stage 5.
To explain the movie title, one needs to go no further than mention that Bernard Hinault was known as the Badger. The film will be shown Wednesday night at Canyons Resort Outdoor Theater beginning at 8:30 p.m.
And that's actually their late night for their lifts, so you can go have a great day there, check out the bike park, and then see a great film. You can bring your dog, apparently, on leash, and they'll have their umbrella bar open. Bring your picnic, see the film, 8:30 p.m. or about when it gets dark, so you want to get there early for seats because it is first come, first serve, and that's totally free.
It will show again on Friday at the Camas Theater at 5 p.m. following the Tour of Utah finish.
So that'll be indoors, but we wanted to time that so Stage 5 in Camas should end around 4:15-ish. So you'll have some time to maybe grab something to eat, one of those great local restaurants in Camas, and then see this incredible film. It runs 78 minutes. It's a documentary, and it's kind of the perfect length, I think, for a doc that just, you know, the story draws you in, and you don't even have to know that much about cycling.
The film was released this year and was made by John Dower. Although Wang tried, neither Dower nor LeMond will be in Park City when the movie shows.
We were hoping. We actually had, we've been in contact with Greg LeMond and hoping to get him out here. He just came back from the Tour de France, and unfortunately he's not able to make it. But, you know, we still thought it was a great film to see, as I said, you know, fresh off. It's still on the festival circuit. It probably won't get wide release in theaters, so this may be your only opportunity to see it on the big screen. And, you know, it does a great job of intermixing interviews with LeMond and Hinault current day and getting their stories. But then, you know, with historical footage, not only of just the tour, because, of course, there's a lot of footage of that, but interviewing journalists who covered it and really, you know, what their perspective was. What did they know at the time?
Wang throws out a couple of facts highlighted in the film that you may not have thought about.
And you see these kind of heartbreaking shots of LeMond, you know, just when he realizes that Hinault won't let him have the victory that he was promised, which is really part of the team, the cycling team. And, you know, now Hinault actually was the last Frenchman to win the Tour. And Greg LeMond is now the only American to have won the Tour de France. So incredible athletes.
That's Katie Wang of the Park City Film Series. The documentary is free to all. Again, that's Wednesday at 8:30 p.m. at Canyons Resort Outdoor Theater and Friday at 5 p.m. at the Camas Theater. I'm Lynn Ware, Peak, KPCW News.